Well, hey, good morning and happy Wednesday, Tony.
Yo, what's up?
So coming up this morning, we do have another chance to win some Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets for this weekend.
Yeah, Bone Thugs is going to be at St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend at their amphitheater if you want to go to that show. Stick around. We'll have a chance for you to win some tickets a little bit later on.
Now, you haven't given me any hints or clues on this, but you've been teasing me with something that blew your mind related to some music lyrics.
Well, I think this might be a fun topic. Like, have you ever heard a song for years and then actually discovered some lyrics of that song blew your mind? Like, wait, that's actually the lyrics right there? That happened to me over the weekend at karaoke when I was doing karaoke at Dublin.
Sure.
There was a song that I've heard hundreds of times and the lyrics were there in front of me and I saw it and I was like, hey, what?
Hold on a minute. Yeah.
I told Mindy and I told my friend Dave. And they were both blown away as well.
Wow.
So I think you will be equally as blown away by this lyric that I discovered. Plus, I'd love to hear some other lyrics, like, you know, that you were shocked to find out were the actual lyrics of a song.
If you got some, shoot us a message on our mobile app or hit us up on Facebook. We'd love to hear what they are. Yeah. What the song it is. Also coming up this morning, the Olympics, of course, continuing. And we've got a Don't Try This at Home Olympics edition. Mm-hmm. To touch base on.
Yes.
And Nick's nonsense, the hurricane did something interesting.
Debbie?
Yeah, Debbie did something interesting.
Debbie's a downer.
So we'll talk about that Nick's nonsense this morning. Song in 60s on the way in a little bit, and I believe it's your day for a song, Tony.
Yeah,
so
I got one ready to go.
Perfect. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Music from Noah Kahan now here in Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the morning brew. It's Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60. If you ever want to play along with Song in 60, hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. We're always looking to people to play along with us and a chance to win some prizes and play Song in 60. So hit up the Mix 108 app or mix108.com if you want to play along with us someday. Nick, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
All right, and you at home, play along with us. I'm going to give you some clues to try to figure out a song in 60 seconds.
Okay.
So here we go. Timer starts right now. Windows. Windshields.
I was initially going to say window to the wall, Lil Jon, but it's not. Is it Glass Animals?
Wow. Yes. Glass Animals is the artist. Nailed that right away. Not cold, but
Heat Waves.
Yeah.
All right.
Gold medal winner in this game. He always nails it. Yes. Glass Animals, Heat Waves is today's Song in 60. I think you got that in like 20 seconds or something like that.
Good job. Let's go. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and
hello.
Happy to our Wednesday. So sports medicine doctors are warning folks, if you are inspired by the Olympic Games and you want to try some of these things at home, please don't.
Yeah, I mean, you're not obviously going to, you know, try on their level, but yeah, like you don't want to try like pole vaulting at home or anything like that.
So there are some incidents that are highlighted in a story I was reading.
Oh.
There was one doctor that said, I recently saw a woman who had significant pain, luckily no fracture after x-raying it, in her shoulder following being lifted up and dropped as apparently part of a reenactment of something that was seen in rugby. Another person had damaged ligaments in their wrists after watching skateboarding and trying to do a trick that was seen during the Olympics.
Nice.
Other things like the BMX bike riding. So it's more of like the really
the extreme type sports.
The sports that do inherently have a lot of risk. I mean, not that all of them don't have some level of risk, but swimmers, you're probably not going to risk physical injury quite as much as you would, like you said, BMX bike riding or pole vaulting or something like that.
Mm. Well, in some of the sports, you don't have an Olympic sized pool really to play with.
Correct. So yeah, it's the backyard folks that are apparently doing these things. There's doctors that are seeing examples of this stuff happening, saying, "Hey, just don't do that."
Don't try to do
which is kind of funny to me because
you're not Simone Biles, okay?
Exactly. I have never been watching a sporting event and thought to myself, I want to do that. I'll usually marvel at what they did if it was really cool and go, that was neat. Oh, they're awesome at what they do. I could never do that.
Yeah, like I'm watching water polo yesterday and I'm like amazed at their physical prowess to play water polo because of all the sports that I've watched. I think water polo, you probably need the most athletic ability.
You got to. Because you're doing a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah. You got to swim. You got to try to score. You got to. Meanwhile, people are trying to, like, hold on to you and sink you. And, like, there's a lot going on there.
So, even.
Definitely not going to. Let's go to the pool at the Y today and go play some water polo.
Let's go. It looks fun, but yeah, I do not have nearly the level of physical.
Instantly.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the doctors and experts are saying even something as simple as doing a somersault wrong could cause damage. Yeah. So you got to be careful. But even something that you might have done as a kid, even as an adult, obviously, you know, if you're not limber, I know trying to do a somersault for me probably would be bad news. I'll just go right over there and throw my back out. Then I'll be laying on the floor like the guy in the studio next door. I'm sorry. I don't mean to pick on him. All right, we're going to get into Nick's nonsense here in a matter of minutes. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. It's Nick's nonsense on a Wednesday morning. So, you know what, Hurricane Debbie?
Yes.
Powerful storm hit Florida, packing a punch. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it also packed some cocaine.
Okay.
And I'm going to just real quick. I'm going to say this. Obviously, I know there was a couple people that died in the hurricane. Lots of damage. I'm not making fun of that. Just to draw that line there.
Because there's a lot of things that happen in storms like this.
Exactly. So, yeah. But this is just one of those weird things that you don't think about that apparently happened during Hurricane Debbie. So packages of cocaine worth more than $1 million made landfall when Hurricane Debbie did in Florida.
Dang.
Officials say apparently this is the latest in a string of discoveries of drugs along the Florida coastline. Debbie, of course, hit Florida as a Category 1 hurricane and then was downgraded to a tropical storm as it made its way further inland. Brought packages, 25 packages of cocaine, 70 pounds of the drug onto the beach in the Florida Keys, according to CBS News. So, of course, drug smugglers is where it came from.
Right.
But first off, I wonder if they were out on the water with, like,
this is how the cocaine sharks happen, basically.
It is.
It's the same thing, yeah.
Exactly. So now we're fueling more cocaine sharks is what we're doing here.
Careful.
But, apparently this is, again, like
cocaine shrimp and cocaine halibut and lots of stuff.
Cocaine, I'm trying to think of what the poor manatees.
Right.
That's the one I don't want to see a manatee dealing with that situation there. I don't know. They just don't seem like an animal that would. Anyway, we're not going to get further into that. So this is apparently a string of incidents that have been happening. But of course, it was the greatest amount that's happened washing up on shore with the hurricane.
Yeah.
And it's just very interesting that we end up with a hurricane that blows a bunch of 70 pounds of drugs. Ashore. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Coming up here a little bit, we're going to see what's happening. Trending at the top in a couple minutes. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Wednesday. Currently 57 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. We're looking for a high today. In the mid-70s, once again, kind of what the forecast for most of this week has been calling for. We'll see a chance of some rain late in the day. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Those rain chances carry into tonight. Tomorrow, some rain possible. Cooler, mid-60s is what's the forecast with some rain possible once again. And then, again, breezy mid-60s and some more rain chances on Friday. This weekend, though, looking nice. We'll get back into the 70s, mostly sunny. A little breezier on Saturday, but not a bad weekend ahead.
Not at all. That.
Yeah.
You bear good news, Nick.
I try.
Driving in this morning, early this morning, I noticed that the campground at City Hall is being cleared out this morning. There are dozens of police officers, garbage cans, city workers cleaning out the campground that developed
a few months ago back at City Hall in downtown.
Been a while there, yeah.
You know, so they're finally getting that cleared out this morning. Yesterday was the deadline, so.
Okay.
For them to
evacuate. We were wondering about that yesterday, what the deadline was. So, okay.
Yesterday was, or last night, and now this morning they are there in force. Taking care of the campground at City Hall.
Okay. So, coming up later on this morning, I think we got another pair of Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets.
We do have another pair of Bone Thugs tickets. They're going to be at St. Croix Casino Hurdle at their amphitheater this weekend.
All right. So we'd love to send you. So be listening later on this morning. We'll play a little game, give you those tickets. Coming up music-wise in just a little bit, Olivia Rodrigo, Luke Combs now. Let's mix it away. Good morning and happy Wednesday. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gonna boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance. Like the roof on fire. Tony's having some fun.
It's a banger right here.
Isn't it? He's got a few of them.
No talking.
Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
So Pitbull made some news here this week. If you haven't heard the news, he is...
That song slaps so hard.
Right?
I mean, I'm like, wow.
So, you're not wrong. Well, now he's got a whole new thing he can claim that I don't think any musician has ever done before, as far as I know, at all. So he is now the naming rights holder of a college football stadium. So, you know, like, for example, we have... Bulaski Stadium for UMD. We have Huntington Bake Stadium down in the Twin Cities for the Gophers. Now there is Pitbull Stadium down in Florida.
Is he going to call it Pitbull Stadium? Like he's probably got the choice now because he can call it.
No. So it is, unless he changes his mind, it's officially listed as Pitbull Stadium.
I love it.
So the team that plays in the stadium that's now named Pitbull Stadium is Florida International University. Now they are a Division I football team, so it's not like it's, you know, a small town little football team in Florida he decided to get naming rights for the stadium. So it's kind of a big deal. I was surprised by the dollar amount on this. It was a little over $1 million he's paying for this deal.
Oh, that's not bad. That's just chump change for Pitbull.
Well, you're not wrong. So it is a 5-year deal with an option to extend it to 10 years.
5 years for $1 million?
I don't know if
$1 million a year.
It's a year.
It's probably just $1 million for 5 years. That's not a bad deal. That's a pretty good deal for a naming rights for Pitbull.
Oh, it does say so. $1.2 million for a span of 5 years. That's how the phrasing is.
I mean, he's getting $1.5 million worth of free advertising with us talking about him all over the country because of this.
Well, he's getting a little money out of this, too, of course, right now. So, beside having his name on the stadium and us talking about it, because it's interesting... he gets a lot of other stuff. So he has a vodka brand, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And he is now the preferred vodka that'll be available at the stadium during games and at events. So he's going to make money on this deal with that.
This is why Pitbull is Mr. Worldwide. I mean, this is the reason why.
For sure. So not only do they play FIU football there, but they also play soccer games there. And so it's used quite a bit. They also use it for other stuff, too.
I'm sure there'll be a Pitbull concert there.
20,000-seat stadium. So beside the naming rights, beside the vodka, the other stuff, he gets to use the stadium. I think it's like 10 times a year for events. So you know he's throwing concerts there.
Rent-free, he gets to use
just
it.
Just as a part of the... he could have... just for that alone.
What a deal for him. Seriously, he gets to sell his drinks.
Right.
He gets to use it and have some free concerts and sell $100 tickets to 20,000 people.
Right. Genius. Yeah, dude's printing money with this deal, at least for that.
He's not the only one. I mean, Kanye West is looking at a naming right Yeezus Dome. Okay. I don't know if you heard about Beyonce's new stadium, the Beehive Coliseum.
Oh.
Yes, it's a brand new one.
Okay, so
LA is building a new stadium too for the Olympics coming up. Snoop Dogg bought the naming rights for that. It's called the Gin and Juice Joint. And Oprah Winfrey is sponsoring a new stadium in Chicago. I don't know if you saw this or not.
No.
It's actually an arena. It's actually an arena, a small arena. It's called You Get a Car Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, you get one, a car stadium, nice.
Yeah.
And you get a car stadium.
Sorry.
Anything else you got for me?
Those are the only few that I wrote right there. Okay. I can maybe come up with some more if you want.
I'll let you let that simmer. You want to learn a little bit more?
Well, Gordon Ramsay is also building an arena in the UK.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Idiot Sandwich Arena. Ah. That's all I got.
Beautiful. Good stuff. If you want to learn a little bit more about the fine details, we have a story actually on our website and mobile app.
Can you just restart this song and just play it for us? We just make a.
I've got a stack of
game time decision here.
Four Pitbull songs in a row. Let's go Pitbull.
Yeah, we should do like a Pitbull Monday
on a Wednesday.
Well, like next Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, you're the guy in charge. Figure it out.
Don't remind me.
Coming up later on this morning, a chance to win some tickets to go and see Bone Thugs and Harmony. Make sure you're sticking around for that chance to win. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
I bet in the Olympic Village that they're like, they always can pick out the skateboard dudes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We got the Olympics on here in the studio TV. And they're skateboarding on right now. And I'm just like, these guys are just skateboard bros at the Olympics.
Yep.
Just, everybody in the, athletic village wants to hang with the skateboard bros. You know, they're the party bros.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Anyways. So I was doing karaoke at Dublin Irish Brew Pub over the weekend. And which, by the way, I host every Saturday nights from 10:30 until 1:30. So bring your friends on down. It's a good time. And this has happened since I've done this where I've learned a bunch of lyrics of songs that I've never known before. Like, the screen is up. I read the lyrics.
You actually read along.
I'm singing along with the songs. You know, a lot of songs I know the lyrics to, but
sure.
A lot of songs I don't. And now I'm learning them, right? Well, one song came up last weekend, and I was singing along to it. It's a banger. There's no doubt. It's a banger. I'm like, okay. Somebody wants to do Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
I'm kind of impressed because the crowd there is generally...
It's a young crowd, yeah. but they give me hope. They give me hope, sure, that cool music will live on because they pick some pretty cool tracks every week. And this was one of them. I was like, a lot of the lyrics of this song, and
sure,
I'm singing along, and I've heard this song hundreds of times,
right?
And can you Google it? Just pull it.
Hold on,
Marvin Gaye, Sexual healing lyrics. And I urge anybody to do this right now. If you're at work or you're at a stop sign, a stoplight, and you could easily pull up your phone, I want you to Google,
okay,
Marvin Gaye or just Sexual Healing lyrics.
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, now just.
I think I found what you're talking about.
Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Did you know that was in there?
Nope.
No, right? So I'm singing along with the song at the end. I'm like, let's make one tonight. I can't wait for you to operate. When I get this feeling, I need to set. Here's the story of the song here. And I'll kind of... I'll play it for you because it's very subtle. It's very subtle because it comes like in the... I'm like, I've never heard that before.
Right.
Never heard that. But yeah, here it is. It kind of comes in the fade out. Did you catch that there? Did you catch that there at the end? What? I was blown away. I was like, hold up now. That song took on a whole different meaning to me after I learned that lyric.
No,
I'm like,
no,
this isn't the song I thought it was.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah, no idea, no clue. Because when the song starts fading out, you just kind of tune out. You're like, what's next?
And often, like, I'm sure it's on the edits we play, but I'm sure the things we play in between songs, start before cover that point, or the DJ starts talking at the end there.
Later today, when I jump on the other station, I'll have to take a look and see.
Yeah, it's on the playlist over there.
Yeah,
it's on the playlist over there. I think on cool, but I just was like, what? So you should check that out.
Wild.
So I want. I'm just curious if anybody else has ever been like shocked like that. Like you know a song for years and years. You may have been singing along to the song. Maybe you were using the wrong lyric, but was there a lyric that just absolutely shocked when you learned it?
Or like maybe a meaning of a song or, you know.
Well, you bring up a good point because the meaning of sexual healing is all completely different to me. Wow.
Because there are a lot of people that'll hear a song and they'll base the entire opinion they have on the song based on the sound of the song. Yeah. Does it sound happy? Does it sound sad? What is the chorus talking about?
Yes.
But unless you actually pay attention to the entirety of the song, you might be wrong.
Right.
So, yeah.
Like over the weekend, I was at the Twins game this weekend, and they played a dance remix of Fortunate Son by CCR. And I was like, well, this is an odd song to like do a dance remix to. I mean, this is like one of the biggest war protest songs of ever, all time, and you're going to make a dance remix of it? It's kind of strange. But anyway, so Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing, kind of the lyrics, the very last word of the song, I'm like, wait, hold on. You should check it out, Google it, and tell me if there's any lyrics that you've learned to a song that you may have known for years that you learned and it may have changed your opinion of the song or just were shocked by the lyric.
Right.
Yeah, 7402-MIX is our phone number, 7402-MIX, or feel free to sing the lyric through the Mix 108 app, and you can send us the audio of that. We'd love to play that back as well.
That would be fantastic. Mm-hmm. Please do.
7402-MIX, give us a call. Stick around. We got some Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets coming up after 8 o'clock. They're going to be at St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend. Speaking of not knowing many lyrics of a song, like, I know the chorus of a lot of their songs,
but
good luck rapping along with the rest of it.
Yeah, fast.
Yeah, they're fast.
Yeah.
Anyways, good morning. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here. So we're getting close to the end of the Olympic Games.
So excited for this.
If there's
one thing that excites me, there's a couple things. Fried chicken.
Mini donuts,
ice cream, and Tom Cruise stunts.
Foods and Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
I don't know what that says about you.
Leave it up to interpretation.
I will do that. So apparently Tom Cruise is going to be part of the closing ceremonies for the Olympic Games this year.
In a big way.
So the 2028 Games are going to be in L.A.
By the way, Snoop was brought into this Paris Olympics to make him a big deal. So now when they go to L.A., that's his town.
He's going to be like, let me show you my hometown is what he's going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So Tom Cruise is going to play a role in kind of the passing, not of the torch, but of the flag. And, you know,
ceremonial kind of torch passing that he's involved in, I think.
Yeah. So
like the stunt is involved.
Depending on which media outlet you read a story from.
Yeah.
Publicly, apparently, this is a pretty hush-hush deal. He's going to be involved doing a stunt, and that's the only word they're using.
I've heard pretty in-depth explanations. But there are other media
outlets. Yeah. For example, TMZ is reporting that he's actually going to be rappelling down the top of one of the stadiums there that they're using.
Yeah, he's gonna rappel, and then there's going to be a helicopter sequence, I guess.
Yep.
Excuse me. And then there's some bits that have already been filmed.
Footage you're going to use as a part of the experience.
In L.A. because it's kind of like a passing from Paris to L.A.
Yes.
And some of the L.A. stuff has already been filmed. And there's a parachute jump involved and some other stunts. It's going to be a very Tom Cruise-esque, experience.
Right.
Which, I mean, if there's one guy I love watch doing stunts, it's Tom Cruise. Like
it is, yes.
He goes all in. Homeboy does not mess around.
No, exactly. So it's kind of
love his intensity.
Yeah, he's got that intensity factor going for sure. So it's convenient because he's been over in Europe filming for the Mission Impossible
8.
Of course, he's been watching some of the Olympic stuff as well.
He's popping up at some of the events. I love that. Can you imagine just sitting there and like, whoa, hey, it's Tom Cruise.
What's happening there? So, yeah, be looking up for, because this closing ceremony is Sunday, right?
Nobody watches closing ceremonies, though, so.
Well, they might now.
Yeah, or we'll just catch the YouTube clip
highlights
afterwards.
Well, you could say the same thing about the opening ceremonies. You know, I mean, obviously that's a bigger deal, but
I would imagine that the opening ceremony ratings are way higher than the.
There's a reason this story's out is they want people to watch it. NBC's like, hey, everybody.
Yeah, I know. That's cool. I like it. I'll watch it.
You'll be watching.
I'll be eating my fried chicken ice cream and watching Tom Cruise with my like Maverick shades on and my.
Do you have a Top Gun shirt?
No. Just the shades.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yeah, just the shades.
All right. Next hour, a chance to win some tickets to go and see Bone Thugs at Harmony.
I know. Everybody's beating down our door for these tickets to go check out Bone Thugs at St. Croix Casino Hurdles Amphitheater this weekend.
Be listening for that chance to win. Next hour, also see what's trending at the top in a couple of minutes. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Three.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
8:02 on a Wednesday morning. It is 60 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 studios. We'll see a high today in the low to mid 70s, partly cloudy. Rain showers possible later today and into this evening. Rain possible again tomorrow, 30% chance of rain. Mid-60s and breezy in the Twin Ports area for Thursday. A little cooler to end the week, and we stay in the mid-60s for Friday with some later-day chances of rain showers. But this weekend, we get back into the 70s. Breezy at around 70 on Saturday. Cloud-sun mix, and then mostly sunny in mid-70s for Sunday. So a very pleasant weekend this weekend.
Yes, not bad. If you missed it last night, Governor Tim Walz from Minnesota made his first appearance as vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
In Philadelphia, right?
He was
that's where they were. He gave a little speech. He actually put a full suit on, and which, you know, because usually he's
more casual.
Dude owns the dad look. I mean,
yes.
New Balance shoes are back in now.
For some people, they've always been.
Stonewashed jeans and New Balance shoes are in style. Let's go. Anyways, so Tim Walz made his first appearance last night with Vice President Harris at their first kind of campaign rally. When he landed in Philadelphia, he grabbed his Secret Service detail, apparently. That's when he got that. And now he will hit the road and make several campaign stops over the next week. So he will be visiting, they're going to Wisconsin. I'm going to sound like, what's his name here? We're going to go to Wisconsin. We're going to go to Michigan, North Carolina, Arizona, and Nevada.
Let's hear it. Yeah! There it is. There it is.
But anyways, they're going to make all those stops just this week. So he's going to be a
busy guy.
Hitting the road and not spending much time in the state that he's governor.
So you said you didn't really get to hear any of the speech. Now, this is not a political reason, but he got booed a little bit yesterday.
For what?
So he made a comment. So Governor Shapiro, Pennsylvania's governor, opened things up for them. He was the opening act.
Yeah, and he was also up for the VP job as well.
Like, which he did not get, whether it was his decision or hers. Either way, somebody, or maybe mutually. But anyway, so he kind of opened things up for them. And then Governor Walz was the last person to speak. And he made a comment about how he's friends with Governor Shapiro and he's fun to hang out with. And then he made a comment in Pennsylvania about going to Jersey and watching a Bruce Springsteen concert, at which point everyone booed because it's a different state, rival state.
Whoops. Well, he's got to work through these things. I mean, he's a very Minnesotan guy and he's got a lot to learn there on the trail. Anybody that gets into this VP slot usually is just like,
it's a new thing generally.
It's a completely new thing for a lot of them. So, but you know, Minnesota's going to be in the spotlight a little bit, either for good or bad going forward. But, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Something, it does, as we talked about yesterday, it's only happened a couple of times where a Minnesotan has.
It definitely makes me watch the election, keep another eye on the election just a little bit more, just because there's that little fact, that local factor in there.
Right.
And people talk about, you know, it's funny when the national people start talking about things locally.
How they see what we have going on here.
We have our own little version of what's going on here because we actually live it, but they are kind of looking on from the inside.
Right.
Or the outside, I guess. But anyways, kind of fun.
Very interesting stuff. Coming up here at this hour, we have some Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets to give away, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, they're going to be at St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend. We'll play the five-second rule game, so that's coming up here shortly.
All right, music now for you from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen here in Mix It Away. Good morning. So coming up this weekend is not only a fun event, but a great event that helps out a fantastic cause, Tony.
Sure.
We have the Bloody Bash happening in Hermantown.
Oh, yeah. I've still haven't had a chance to go to this. This is third year?
This is the, I believe it's the third year, if I remember right. No. Yes. So it's happening at Skyline Social and Games in Hermantown.
Okay.
What it is a fundraising event for Never Surrender, Inc., which is an organization that's raising money for people dealing with ALS, which, of course, is a very tragic disease. So what's neat about this event is raising great money. I mean, I think it was over $20,000 last year, if I remember right. It was near that number anyway. It was a big number, which is fantastic. And all the proceeds from this event go to that cause. And while you're there, You're not just raising money. You're having a good time. You're sampling Bloody Marys from area restaurants and snits or chasers from breweries in the area and around the region.
Nice.
And the weather, as we mentioned a little while ago, is going to be beautiful this weekend. It's going to be a perfect day, mid-70s, mostly sunny. So the Northwoods Band, very popular regional band, is going to be providing music on the volleyball courts at Skyline.
Okay.
Through the course of the day with a competition in Bloody Marys and also in Snitz. So your vote is needed in these. So it's best tasting and best presented Bloody Mary. And participating businesses this year include Cast Iron Bar and Grill, Foster's, McKenzie's, Outback Steakhouse, Pike Lake Golf and Beach Club, Pizza Luce, Powerhouse Bar, Skyline Social and Games, The Beacon, Boreal House, and Social House. So a couple different Bloody Mary categories there. And then the breweries and cideries that are participating, which are looking for your vote in the category of Best Chaser, include Bemidji Brewing, Ben Paddle, Blacklist, Castle Danger, Duluth Cider, Earth Rider, Fulton, and Third Street Brewhouse.
Nice.
So the event is going from 11 to 4, rain or shine, looking like shine, which is good news. Tickets are available for pre-sale if you want to go and get them in advance. They're $25 in advance. You can save $10 as opposed to $35 at the door. But if you don't get one and you want to show up on Sunday just to get in, you can buy them at the door too. And look, it's looking like a great day. It's been a lot of fun the last couple of years. So
has there been one like particular that you like really was like looking forward to having this year again?
You know,
or are they all just fantastic?
They're all pretty good. I think it's tough picking a winner. Obviously, The votes have picked winners over the years, and it's varied a little bit. I know Pike Lake has had, they've been in the running the last couple of years as one of the ones that I remember having stood out. But it's always a good time. And what's neat about some of these Bloody Marys is even if you're not a Bloody Mary person, some of them, You know, Bloodies are, they have a lot of variety to them. And a lot of these restaurants and bars take a lot of creative license in really making them their own.
Do you like your Bloodies with a lot of accoutrement? You know, like a beef stick and a chicken wing and a hot dog and a celery stick.
I enjoy that.
Carrot.
And that's part of the best presented portion of this. Because That's one of the categories you can vote for is presentation. What's going on with how it looks and what's in it, what's on it.
Nice.
And I will say that they do a pretty good job, all these different places, putting stuff in and on the beverage On top of the bloody itself. Nice. So you want some details. We have
check
information.
It out this year.
You should come check it out Sunday.
Yeah.
We've got details on the Mix mobile at mixitaway.com. If you want to get tickets in advance, we have a link in our story so you can go and get that and then go and join us on Sunday. I know that I'm going to be there. I'm actually going to be one of the folks kind of hosting.
You're the host. You're the big MC
so
guy.
I know.
You're the
downplaying
big deal.
A little bit, but yeah, so I'll be there. And
you've been here a bit for a few years now.
It has been. Yeah. It's been a fun time every year. It's always a lot of fun visiting with a lot of listeners that come out.
Said. Yeah, it's a great time.
And I know we're working on trying to come up with, because we have a little booth area for the station too. We're going to have some sunglasses, some Mix It Away sunglasses. We had some last year. We'll have more.
And you're going to have Billie Eilish tickets to give away.
Bingo. So you can stop by the Mix It Away table, which if I'm not there, I know some of our other staff members, I think Mary is going to be there. Tammy might be there. A few other folks too. So you can stop by and maybe win yourself some tickets for something too. So again, it is this Sunday at Skyline Social Games. It's the Bloody Bash. Check out the details on our website and mobile app. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Tony, we're going to give away some concert tickets soon.
Yeah, let's give away some Bone Thug tickets here in just a few minutes for their show at St. Croix Casino Hurdle this weekend. So stick around for that.
Mike's 108 Morning Brew, Wednesday morning. Tony Hart, Nick Cooper, and Tina joining us this morning on the phone. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
What's happening for you today? Anything exciting?
Just doing some homework.
That's all right. Got to get that done, too. Or to see if we'd make your morning a little bit more exciting, we've got some Bone Thugs and Harmony tickets. We're going to play the five-second rule. And so I'm going to throw categories at you and Tony. You'll need to name three things in those categories in 5 seconds. We'll have Tony go first. Give you a little idea of how this works, just in case you don't remember or haven't played before. Tony, are you feeling ready to go?
I am ready to go, absolutely.
Okay, so Tony, your first category this morning is names of cartoon animals. And go.
Names of cartoon animals. Garfield, okay. Snoopy, and Scooby.
No, we won't give that one to you. Sorry. Close.
Dang it.
So, Tina, we're going to follow kind of in that same trend. This one might be a little trickier, actually. Cartoon dads. So, dads and cartoons over the years. So, you know, think about all the different cartoons over the years. And go ahead, Tina.
Oh, God, I can't even remember some.
George Jetson, Fred Flintstone.
This is tricky.
Homer Simpson.
Fred Flintstone.
We'll help you out on that one, Tina.
That was hard. All
right. That was probably the hardest one you're going to get. Tony, your next one.
Okay, let's do this.
I know you're a big fan. Fishing tackle items.
Okay. All right. Fishing tackle items.
And go.
A jig, a bobber, and a hook.
Sure.
All yes. Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Tina, your turn.
Okay.
Your category is foods commonly found at a barbecue.
Foods commonly found at a barbecue.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and brats.
Perfect. So you got a lead. You got a one up lead on Tony. You got two. Tony's got one.
You gave her the first one. You gave her the TV dads.
Yeah, I'm being nice this morning.
Wow, I gave her a dub. All right,
you're
the
a little
judges
biased.
Are very generous. Okay.
You're a little biased over there.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Tony, your next category: things found in a kitchen.
Things found in a kitchen, huh?
Yes.
A dishwasher, a fridge, and a stove.
Perfect. All right. Let's see if you can keep your lead here, Tina. Your next category is, we are now just a matter of a couple weeks away from this, things you'd see at the state fair.
The
Ferris
wheel, food vendors.
Okay.
And the workers.
Perfect. That works. All right. So with that being said, got a perfect three. Tony's got 2 out of 3. What? Okay. This will then we'll do one more then if you don't like this, Tony.
I don't like the outcome.
We'll give one more.
I'm filing a complaint against the judges.
Okay.
Like the
we'll
the
do one more
night.
Then, Tony. Yeah. All right. Tony, your category, last one.
He's gonna kick me with this one.
Yellow fruits and vegetables.
Yep. Yellow fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
Okay. A banana.
Yep.
A banana. A lemon.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, wait.
Oh, no. You only got two. There you go. Corn would also be one. Peppers can be yellow. You know, there's a couple examples.
All right. So she wins fair and square.
Yep. Tina, we'll call you the winner. You don't need to do the last one
good
unless
job,
you really
Tina.
Want to, but you're good to go.
Thank
so.
You.
You're going to go and see Bone Thugs this weekend. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you.
Yeah, Tina, hang on just a second. I got to give you some details about the show. But congratulations and enjoy Bone Thugs.
You.
Yep, have a good day.
Hang on. Coming up here a little bit, we're going to get some music in from Benson Boone, Ed Sheeran, and more here at Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew. It's Nick Cooper. It's Tony Hart. It's Leah from WDIO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hold on. Got it. There we go.
Not good morning.
There's an extra button I need to press for you to hear us. I always forget that. Hi.
All right. Now I can hear you guys.
There we go. So just before we came on the air, we were talking about something Tony brought up earlier this morning about songs or lyrics you might not realize or catch on to right away. Like it might sound like one kind of a song based on the like the tone or the chorus. Mm-hmm. Then you get surprised when you actually learn what the song is actually about or actually hear the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. Like the one I talked about this morning, I was doing karaoke at Dublin Irish Brew Pub, which starts at 10:30 on Saturday nights, by the way, everybody.
You don't say.
And I invite everybody to come down and sing your favorite songs. One of the songs somebody sang Saturday was Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
Oh, yeah.
It's a classic, right? You know the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, maybe.
It's going to play a little.
I think so. Yeah. I know the chorus.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it for karaoke, but I know the chorus.
I don't know if she can hear it, but.
We'll be able to, yeah.
Okay.
Classic song.
And, you know, I've sang along with that song 100 times before. And then reading the lyric, you have the Google machine in front of you there? Google Sexual Healing Marvin Gaye lyrics or just Sexual Healing lyrics and look at the last of the lyrics, the last sentence of the lyrics. It blew me away because I had no idea that was in the song, and it completely changed the whole song for me.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Especially when you see it pop up on the screen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was singing along. I'm like, sexual healing.
That is too funny.
And then I'm like, best of mates. Nobody wants to. I was like, oh!
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that's one of the there not to that level, but there have been some songs over the last couple of years that I've heard many, many, many times where I actually looked the lyrics up because I was like, this can't be the word, and I'm like, okay, it's not. And I can't remember any examples right now, but I was kind of like, well, that kind of changes things a little bit. Not to that level though. So do you have any that come to mind for you at all, Leah, that over the years you've been surprised or
the one that always usually comes to mind with this topic is the Foster the People Pumped Up Kicks because it's such a catchy tune and it'll get stuck in your head. It gets stuck in your head. And then that song probably came out, I don't know exactly when, but like before I was like actually paying attention to the words and processing things. So now that I can look it up and go back and see what it's about, it's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. So one example I was reminded of by a listener is the Green Day song. Good Riddance.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I was just thinking that it's like
a fun memory song, but it's not.
It's not? Okay. No. I didn't know that one. I was listening to it earlier in the show, and maybe I'll have to go look at the lyrics and see if I can figure out the dark side of it.
You probably won't remember this, but I remember finding out what 99 Red Balloons or 99 Luftha Balloons meant back in the 80s.
Yep.
Because it's kind of a happy song. It's a fun song, but then you learn it's about, you know, nuclear bombs and missiles launching. Yeah. And all of a sudden takes a real dark turn.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, that one does have a dark, eerie sense to it. But it is like a catchy tune that gets stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm. So another big one that you might know and remember, and then we could probably maybe move on with this here. But of course, it's the wrong version of the song. We could do more. I don't know.
I love talking about this.
So this song, if it'll play. No, not going to play.
Semi-charmed light by Do Right Line. Don't get me going
on
this.
It sounds like a fun, happy song, right?
What is
it?
So, drug use and like it's pretty aggressive if you actually listen and look at the lyrics. It's not as kind of happy fun as it sounds.
And I hate the radio edit of this song, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of these radio things for me. Like, I will test a radio station or anybody who plays this song.
Oh, they got an edit done?
By what version they play. The top 40 version or there's the album version, which is much better.
Right.
Than the radio edit version of the song. So
is such a fun way to start. I didn't even think about judging which version stations are playing. I assumed you all had to play the same.
Oh, no.
This is a thing.
This is a topic. There's several songs Yeah, no, this is a thing, especially within the radio business. I'm obviously friends with a bunch of radio people, and somebody had posted something on a radio group, and it was the longest thread I think I'd ever seen radio people talk about was their hated radio edit versions, or, you know, because a lot of things are cut out of this song.
Yep.
Verses
yeah.
are cut out.
Yep.
Intros, outros, guitar solos. Uh-huh. A lot of this stuff is taken out of the songs. Yeah. Or lyrics are just changed altogether. There's been times where you listen to a song and then all of a sudden you listen to the unedited version of the song and it's a completely different song.
100%.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, lyrically, and it's just full of, you know, swear words.
The
and stuff,
I Don't Care song by Icon Pop, I think that's a complete, the radio edit version is the one that got popular, but if you actually look up the original song, it is not
very different. Yes.
A lot of words are changed.
Yes. Or the Olivia Rodrigo song, you know, her.
Oh, yeah.
It's very aggressive. There's some swearing in there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very different. But no, you bring up a great point on the edits because even I can think of course, it's a country song example.
Don't keep
but,
it going.
But
on.
There's
we
one
can do a whole
about,
show about this.
The Zac Brown Band song, Toes.
Toes.
Do you use the word about where what you have in the sand or not in the sand?
Oh,
it's a swear word.
Yeah.
It's a mild swear word.
Oh, okay.
Because some stations do it and some don't.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What's that?
I guess genuine question. Is that based on your station or
stations will kind of make decisions based on, you know,
what they want to do.
Yeah. So there's a lot of reasons that go into that, but some of it's station based, some of it's maybe company based, or there's a lot of different things that are made on those decisions. So
yeah, but there's a lot of things that'll trigger radio people with that. Seriously. If you're ever just hanging out with a bunch of radio people, just ask them about their, you know, unfavorite or favorite radio edits.
I've got one that I don't want to bring up on the air because you and I talked about it a week ago or before I went on vacation.
I don't remember.
The days all blur together.
The Bush song.
Oh, Come Down.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That gets me. We play the unedited or the radio. There's a Come Down by Bush. It's a 90s song.
Yeah.
It's got nobody's listening to this conversation, but there's a 45 second intro, and we cut it down to 6 seconds, and it's the best part of the song, and it's cut out.
Yeah.
So, anyways, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm done now. I got to go.
We up. So Tony's going to go and
my blood pressure is through the roof.
Let out some steam.
Tensions are high now.
They are.
We talked about a hot button topic.
Yeah, exactly.
You hit a button there,
man. So while Tony's blowing off some steam, let's quick talk about the weather. Looking like, we're going to stick in the 70s, really. Yeah, well, maybe a little cooler than that, possibly, too.
If we're going to start cooling down from the 70s for the next few days, we're going to see a lot of cloud coverage this morning into the early afternoon. We're going to see some rain coming in tonight. That'll be lasting overnight into the early part of tomorrow morning. And then temperatures are not really going to leave those upper 60s until we get to Saturday. We'll see some cool, breezy conditions for Thursday and Friday, but dry weather will be continuing into the weekend, and we'll see some upper 70s by Sunday. So we're getting back to our summer-like conditions in just a bit, but this will be a cool, cloudy moment, which will be nice still for getting outside and not having to worry about sun being too much or too hot weather for any kids or dogs, we were saying. So maybe get on that hike that you don't want to do when it's in the
blazing.
78 degrees and sunny.
Yeah. All right. That works. You know, that's part of the joys of living around here is the weather changes. We just got to embrace
it. Yeah. This is a little bit of a change, and we just got to get ready for it.
There you go. Perfect. I'm going to leave you with one more. Outkast. Hey, y'all. Not nearly as happy as it sounds. All right.
I'm going to have to look this up now. I like that song, too.
Look that one up. It's still a fun song.
Yeah.
Right. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. See you then, guys. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Going to kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free. Brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law. We've got music on the way from Dua Lipa, Tommy Richmond, and more coming up here. Mix It Away. Good morning.